You know what? I'm excited to be here in Mercer County. Not my first time here in Mercer County, but it's a county that reminds me a lot of my current district, a lot of rural areas. I'm a member of the House Agriculture Committee. I've helped write the last two farm bills. I'm excited to go back and tackle the next one at the beginning of 2023. But I would urge you, find out about me. You know what you'll see is I'm a true conservative, somebody who doesn't ever sacrifice our core values on life or the Second Amendment or our principles. But I'm somebody who's got a tremendous record of getting things done in a conservative way in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's a race that has generated a lot of attention here in June. What's the difference between you and your opponent, and what do you need to tell the voters about that?
Well, I'll let the voters decide what difference makes them choose me as their candidate. But I will tell you, I'm somebody who is adamantly, who has a great record and adamantly pro-life, adamantly pro-Second Amendment. Pro-Second Amendment was solidified when I had to run from bullets on a baseball field a few years ago because of some crazed gunman. This is also a race where you've got to look at my record of working with the Trump administration, helping to craft the tax cut bill, helping to craft legislation that is benefiting all Americans right now. My record, my experience is what will put me over the top, I hope, and earn your vote.
And just speak to the dynamics of the new district and kind of the moving parts with a June primary and kind of educating the voters that this is what's going to happen here this year.
Well, I certainly hope everybody remembers June 28th is the primary. We haven't voted in June in my lifetime that I can remember, and I want to make sure everybody gets out. I didn't ask for this battlefield. It was the Democrats in Springfield that drew this new district, but they set the battlefield. And I'm excited to be able to come here to Northwestern Illinois and talk about our record of success. And I want to make sure that you know I'm going to be your voice, just like I've been the voice back in my current district. And remember, my current district has been one of the top battlefields in the nation. Nancy Pelosi, who has called me the most desperate man in Washington, has spent millions of dollars to beat me over the last few years. And we have beaten her every single step of the way. I'm a fighter. I will fight Nancy Pelosi, and we will take back this House, but I need your vote on June 28th.